Hey, win some, lose some.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
What?
Tough win breaks.
Some, lose some. A family member just died. Yeah, I know, man.
Lose win some, lose I just some. Said it.
Both sides of the coin, right?
The part of Brandon will be played by Brandon's mirrorverse evil counterpart today.
His name is Nodnarb, and he has a mustache.
Nodnarb.
Nodnarb Sreewop.
No, he doesn't have a mustache. Like, the top part of his face is covered in hair, and the bottom of his chin is... Wait, no, it doesn't work that way. Sorry.
No, not that.
The Dorkening and all affiliated shows are not intended for anyone under the age of 18. The following may contain discussions or scenes that have adult situations, graphic violence, nudity, strong sexual content, and graphic language. This show is intended for mature audiences only. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey kids, it's time to check out the Dorkening Podcast Network. With over 30 podcasts that encompass everything from horror to video games to comic books, and so much more, you're bound to find the shows for your taste. Whether it be Nerds of Unusual Origin, That Strange Show, Retro Red Octopus, Splash Pages, Throwdown Thursday, The Horror Squad, Still Talking With... My God, man, I can't read all of these. So just feel free to play and experiment with the Dorkening Podcast Network. There are over 30 shows chock full of nerdy goodness to sink your ears into. And they're all available on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, and wherever fine podcasts are broadcast.
I'm trying to pick out a scent, and I don't like pumpkin chai.
Hey, boy. No,
not there. We go. What's wrong with caramel apple cream? It's not. It's not reflective of my mood.
Yeah, come here. Okay. It's a small dog. It's Argo.
Little
and
dog.
Here's a big dog. Come here.
See nothing but a pink tongue.
Yeah, I love doing this one. Go ahead.
You see a little teeth.
Yeah.
Come on. Is it show and tell time? Come on.
He always freaks out. I always do that with him because I'm always and he's like, oh, do I not eat it? Because if I do that with Argo will be like, and just take it and walk away. He was like, oh, really? If you wanted it that bad, Papa, you should have fucking taken it. good times. Good times.
Hey, take this. Look.
Aww.
Take that. He wants to go outside and it's 32 and we don't let him outside unless it's 40. So, because I'm a monster. I know.
Yeah. Fucking horrific piece of shit. Let me do the intro real quick.
Yeah.
Hey everyone. Powerful.
Hold on. Oh. Okay. Now you go.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? Hey, everyone. Powerful Brandon here, and you are listening to Comics Paradox, the podcast in which we talk about all kinds of alternate reality tales, story arcs, storylines, issues, whatever, coming from any number of publishers, primarily dealing currently with Marvel's What Ifs and DC's Elseworlds. But, you know, there's lots of stuff out there that we will touch upon, have touched on, and just keep plowing forward with. Joining me today, as ever, two fine fellows, the first of which, Mr. Leo Pond. Say hey to everyone, Leo.
Fine fellow? I don't know about that.
All right, I'm sorry. A fine fellow and a piece of shit named Leo Pond. How's that grab you?
Yeah, that'll work.
Wonderful. And here's the fine fellow, Justin Coop Cooper. How you doing, Justin?
Good. I'm glad you didn't refer to me as your fine feathered friend today. So fine.
You guys are fine feathered friends of mine because you're fucking for the fucking birds.
Jeez, I mean,
yeah. Heavens to Murgatroyd. Exit stage left, even.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shecky Green.
So before we get into talking, doing a relatively speedrun review of issues 3 and 4 of Superman and Batman Generations 1 by John Byrne, I have to say I purchased Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
Oh, you're the guy.
Yeah. Because they said the fucking magic words leading into it. It has to do with the podcast, Leo. Believe me. They said the magic fucking words.
Batman dies.
Elseworlds.
Oh, yeah. Elseworlds. All right. I figured it had to be.
Yeah. They were like, oh yeah, we're gonna be leaning into like Elseworlds stuff for, you know, our expansions and DLC. I'm like, oh well, I love the Arkham games, and I literally, as you two know, I haven't really talked about it, you know, too much on the episodes themselves, but on a whim, I'm not much of a gamer. You guys know that I'm not. I don't really gravitate towards it, but I recently played through all of the Rocksteady Arkham games. I don't have Origins. I have no interest in playing Origins. I don't like the look of Origins. It looks like it's just a rehash with a terrible skin of like Batman Arkham City. I played Arkham.
Disagree, but
I know. Played Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
I played Arkham City and I played Arkham Knight.
Yeah, and amazing.
And yeah, and you know what? I was having so much fun working my way through them, and I was like, these games are actually like great. I really like what Rocksteady did with them. And there was that part of me who was like, oh, you know, I really wish that they would in earnest work on like some other DC properties, not Suicide Squad per se.
They need to make a Superman game.
Like a Superman game,
yeah.
Or Wonder Woman or Green Lantern. You know, I think those are all viable. And who knows? I mean, they have a good working relationship with WB and DC. We could very well see that at some point in the future. And part of it may be the reception to this game that dictates how that goes. However,
didn't they just lay off like half their staff?
I don't fucking know. I don't pay attention to that shit.
Okay, that's a Leo question. Sorry.
But but I will say I got the game. I got Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. First and foremost, I'm seeing a lot of people out there who have gone much farther, you know, played it through and you know, it's like mollywopped the story already. I take my time with
The story's out already? I thought it was going to be online only until like a couple months after.
The game?
Yeah.
That's actually what I had heard, that it was going to be multiplayer only. Interesting. Yeah. I'm glad you told us.
No, it's the story. It starts off like the whole thing. A pleasant surprise I didn't realize until I started playing it is that Amanda Waller in the game is voiced and portrayed by Deborah Wilson from Mad TV. Yeah.
Wow.
Like I'm watching the cinematic and I was like, oh my fucking God, it's Deborah Wilson.
We're big Deborah Wilson fans in this house.
Yeah, I'm like, what a good pick.
I do like Deborah Wilson.
For Amanda Waller, too. Like, I dig
they
it.
They have all gotten into acting, like Nicole Sullivan and all that with Family Guy and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Mm. Well, yeah. Helps, too, that, like, Neil Goldman, who was a producer on Family Guy, was also a producer on Scrubs. And Nicole Sullivan and Krista Miller are, like, best friends.
And he was also the Jerky Boys. So, at least one half of them.
Krista Miller is the wife of Bill Lawrence, who created Scrubs and Shrinking and Spin City.
I just want to say best comic book podcast ever. Because
right now
this is what we do. We're just like, we've just deep dove so much into the voice actors and all of that. I'm like, how can you be listening and not fucking love the fact that we just tied Justice League or Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League to Mad TV to fucking Scrubs to Drew Carey Show to
Family Guy to Jerky Lewis. Yeah.
It's a jerk. I mean, come on. Come on.
But the thing is, I see that there are a lot of people out there right now who are kind of getting all bent out of shape because the Justice League gets killed, including Batman, which and newsflash, he's a member of the Justice League. So when you make a full statement, kill the Justice League, that's going to happen, kids.
I guess they didn't finish the Arkham Knight game.
Yeah, that's what that's the other thing too. I'm like, I mean, Arkham Knight is like the end of Batman. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what you think was happening here, but you know, a lot of people are like, "Oh, it was so unceremonious." It's like, yeah, the Justice League is not the stars of the game. The Suicide Squad is. And the Suicide Squad is a bunch of villains who individually have been trying to kill those different members of the Justice League for a while. Do you think it's going to be some big, like, epic thing, or are they just going to try to fucking kill them and move on? Most of them are fucking cold-hearted killers. Like, mm-hmm. that makes sense. That's characteristic. I don't understand the complaint. Like, I understand the pearl clutching to a degree. I'm not saying I'm with it. I just understand the pearl clutching with Batman being killed. But get the fuck
clutching or pearl dropping.
Same thing, right? It all happened in crime.
Ooh, now. Damn, Leo. Like I said, you're a fucking sniper, dude. Like you come in with that one comment out of like we're talking forever, and then you're like, oh, you mean pearl dropping? You're like, you relevant bastard.
But you know, a lot of people are saying like, oh, they so unceremoniously killed Batman and so on. It's like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, how else should he have died? Like, I just don't get it. Like, should it have been the Joker dropping him into a shark tank or something? I don't know. I just don't get it.
I think part of it also is, from what I've read, it's not his last, but they were advertising it as his last, Kevin Conroy's last, voice acting.
Oh, they're so full of crap. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't seen it as his last, but I have seen it like, oh, posthumously it has Kevin Conroy doing Bruce Wayne and Batman's voice in it, which, you know, okay, that's fine. But like, you shouldn't be playing, if you're buying a game called Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, you should be playing it, you should be buying it to play as the Suicide Squad trying to kill the Justice League.
Oh, you're just throwing logic at it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on, man. We're talking about an online multiplayer platform, you know, anyway. So it's like you got to expect Call of Duty fans and stuff like that to ruin everything for everybody. So,
but that being said,
how come Batman doesn't get guns like in Fortnite?
I have played it for a little bit. Yeah. And so far, I am very underwhelmed. It's not because of the story or the designs or anything like that. It's the gameplay itself. The traversals particularly, I don't like. When I say traversal, you got like
booster rockets or something, right?
They all have a different thing. And they're difficult to maneuver. I can't do Harley Quinn's right now. Like, I just can't figure out the mechanics of it. Like, I can't. She has like a bat thing that she stole from the Hall of Justice, and she uses it to like swing, you know, just like Batman would, like throughout Gotham and stuff like that. And it actually is pretty smart when you think of it. Like, it's sort of like a drone that can hold like the full weight of like Batman, you know. It would explain how he could shoot his grapple just up and anywhere and be able to latch onto something and then continue to swing. Mm-hmm. You never see that. However, they created it for this. And I was like, that's actually, I like that addition. And I would not mind seeing that in like comics and movies, to be perfectly honest. That's just me.
I'm like, Brandon, you don't mind the Blue Beetles gig? Because that's what you're talking about right now. literally sure. descends the rope from the bug.
Okay, fair enough. But it's the traversals, the way you jump, swing, whatever. I don't like the vast majority of them. They are difficult to use. It's not very intuitive. They legitimately have to give you instructions on the screen how to do it a fuck ton of times when you start.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I don't think that you should need instructions on a game to be able to jump and swing from place to place. I really don't. The character that I started off using, mostly because his traversal is the easiest to use, aside from King Shark, I just didn't want to do a tank as a character, is Captain Boomerang.
Cool.
He gets a Speed Force gauntlet that Dr. Savannah had apparently created that they had locked up in the Hall of Justice. He gets it and allows somebody to access the Speed Force for like a split second. And he used that to essentially like teleport across the spaces. That is the easiest one to use out of all of them. And even then, it's a pain in the ass. So I think it's probably going to be a little bit before I sit down and play through that in earnest. I went back and when I got it, I was just finishing up Spider-Man, like the first Spider-Man game. Cause I had never made it past a certain point when I had it for PS4 and I don't know, my brain rewired and I figured it out and I was like, oh, I'm an idiot. Why didn't I know this the first time I played it? And yeah, it was just mechanics thing. That's all. I just couldn't wrap my head around a certain thing. And, I just mollywopped the shit out of that game. And, much like I did, I was actually very happy with myself for the Arkham games. I got like 100%. I got like 240% on Arkham Knight.
Oh, nice.
I got the super duper black suit with the fucking yellow symbol.
Yeah. I still need to play through those. I finished the first one. I don't think I ever finished the second or third.
Oh, City is so worthwhile.
I did every single fucking mission in game.
And you're not a gamer. No. Dude, there's some things that I just will never be able to do. Like, oh, go through these VR rings. I ain't gonna figure that out.
I'm not a gamer, but I am someone with ADHD who gets
And I just always play in the Sinestro Batman skin that I got from purchasing the Steelbook version of the Green Lantern movie. Thank you very much.
I have that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean the thing for me too is the fact that like I was taken off my ADHD medication for like 2 months. And it coincides with me playing these games. So yeah, I did it on purpose. I was like, I need something to
that makes sense. Yeah.
Focus on. So that's what I did. And I fixated. And then I was like, oh, and just as I'm like finished up with Spider-Man, like Killed the Justice League comes out. And I was like, cool. And especially after having just played all the Arkham games, I'm like, oh, this is Rocksteady. This is going to be great. And they lost me with jumping, like straight up jumping. I'm like, This is dumb. This should not be hard. Like the mechanics are just not fantastic. I have a feeling they're going to get tweaked over time.
That's why I didn't like Assassin's Creed, because I thought the game looked amazing and all that. And I'm like, I hate these controls. I've never played another one.
You haven't played another one?
No, I've lost interest in any of them. Yeah.
I would say try Odyssey.
Is it better controls than literally all the other ones?
Yeah, it's a different type of game, and they added they didn't add because it was done in Black Flag, having a ship to traverse like the different islands and stuff.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and like
But regardless of all that, I bought the game primarily. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled because the multiverse and Elseworlds are going to be a factor at some point with some of like the downloadable content and expansion.
Okay.
It's kind of funny because I saw a thing. I watched a thing on the Elseworlds for it, and they have a Joker from an alternate reality that is gonna that comes in at some point. And he's younger. Mm. He's not voiced by Mark Hamill. He's a newer Joker. Like he's in whatever reality he's from, he's been the Joker for a much briefer amount of time. So he's more goofy than psychotic, you know, like he's dangerous, but not.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Not.
Oh, is he the Red Hood that wants to be a Joker, but isn't, and going through the multiverse to find the Joker to make him a Joker? Sorry.
That's a Chips and Dark.
No, none of what you just said made any sense whatsoever to me. Right now. No, he is the Joker. That's why I said he's the Joker. I said he's a new Joker. Like he's
Joker.
Yeah. He's got like a slightly different look. A younger look, like sort of like a delayed timeline where he's coming from. You know, sort of more youthful, not to the point of like tattoos on his forehead or anything, but you know, and he's ends up becoming part of the whole Task Force X thing at some point. I don't know. But I'm like I said, I'm keeping my eyes peeled. Elseworlds, I'm all for it being something that they consider and incorporate in any one of these games, whether it's Rocksteady or another developer. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, I think that's a smart idea. It's a way to keep the content fresh and give you different perspectives, different missions, different goals, and different looks, different designs. I mean, there's a lot you can play around with there. And so long as you line it up, I think, with the idea of some of these Elseworlds, like, I think it's great if you have like a Sinestro skin or a Green Lantern skin for Batman. But if you don't have a fucking Sinestro ring you can actually use as Batman, okay, thanks. Yes.
Oh, that would be a cool mechanism to get around too. But that gets into like the whole idea of like DC Universe Online, like the multiverse game, which I mean has been going since 2010, you know, where you can get a ring like that. I guess if you want that kind of game, you could.
But I'm talking about like you could get downloadable content where it's a specific set of goals.
No, that sounds amazing. Like absolutely. And the idea of like how they rendered the graphics looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I was just looking, Bull Ayers, who does the custom shoes, just did a Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. There's a pair of shoes for each of them. So Harley and Deadshot and the King Shark ones look awesome. I got to send them to Patsy. But and there's one for Captain Boomerang. I'm like, these look really cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's something that, like I said, I'll keep my eyes peeled on. But for right now, like, I'm going to stick with playing through Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Yeah, yeah. I actually been meaning to get back to that because I just finished up a superhero game and I'm like, oh, let me get into that. So,
yeah, I hyper-focused a little too hard whilst playing Spider-Man and I hurt my thumb. While swinging, I was pushing forward too hard on the left paddle while I was playing it. And after a little while, I was like, what the fuck? And so it's been like several days. I'm like, I'm going to have to like take another week off before I play any games. Like I can play Batman because it's not the same mechanics. Yeah. But yeah, the Spider-Man stuff, because you know, hitting forward or pressing down on L3 that allows you to like dive so you can build up the speed for swinging from place to place. And I am a speed demon. When I play Spider-Man, I just go everywhere as fast as possible. I do not fuck around. Especially when they have snipers on rooftops. I can't afford to get shot while I'm swinging, guys.
They added a new mechanic to Spider-Man 2, which is absolutely friggin' amazing.
Oh, yeah? Is it? Are you talking about where you can shut off the the swing assist?
Yeah.
Good.
I probably need swing assist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That seems to me like something I'd want in a game.
No, play through with web assist, but like after you've like mastered it, you know, turn it off. Well, you can turn it off in like sections. But like it's so cool, like when you do your swing and then like it's realistic where like, you know, where he shoots the web, the gravity actually pulls you. So you need to fight it a little bit.
Yeah, that does not appeal to me whatsoever. I am not playing this game because of the realism that I'm looking for. You know, like, this is a game I'm playing where a kid has been bitten by a radioactive / genetically altered spider and given the proportionate strength and speed of said spider. I'm not worried about gravity pulling against me while I swing on a web across New York City. That's not chief amongst my concerns.
Okay.
That's just me.
I know.
I did know about it because a lot of people were like, oh, this is kind of fun if you enjoy the swinging from the Spider-Man 2 video game from like PS2 or whatever it was.
Oh, Ultimate Spider-Man maybe or
Spider-Man 2. Like specifically.
The one games, based off of Tony Hawk?
Yes. Okay. That's literally the example they use. Like, it's like Tony Hawk.
You know what lives rent-free in my brain is there was a cheat code, and it was Stan Lee backward. It was Eel Nats. And you do that, and it gave you, like all this extra stuff. And I'm like, I don't know why, but that lives rent-free in my brain. The code for Spider-Man.
I liked being able to enter in the code for Spider-Man and having Superman by Goldfinger play on the soundtrack for the game.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Fun times. I'm like, oh, there's so much comic book shit here.
Older all the time. Yeah.
Absolutely. One of Dara's favorite bands because she still thinks it's fucking 1996.
Yeah, she's into the post-punk ska explosion. Did she watch Renfield?
Yeah, she does like ska.
My family gives me such shit about ska music.
Yeah, no, Dara loves ska, which I joke about all the time. I'm like, oh, that's so cool that you're a 13-year-old boy that just found out that he got an extra mozzarella stick at Friendly's.
Like, can I?
Like, that's what plays in their fucking head when it happens.
Why do I feel?
Can I see your fedora? Shut up. Are those checkered shoes you're wearing? Shut up. Does the belt match? Damn it.
Why are you guys attacking me?
I need a ska day. Do you mean spa day? Hands them a trumpet. Absolutely fucking not.
Brandon, get an artist and make that. Sell out. Wow.
Damn, it comes from a can.
Oh. Nice. Okay. Yeah. Welcome back to Ska Chat, where we talk both favorably and unfavorably about ska music.
All rancid and real big fish all the time.
Oh, geez, don't get me started.
Okay. Anyway, so Generations by John Byrne.
I did see Save Ferris Live, though.
Okay.
I think you guys and Dara would have a lot more in common music-wise than you would with me. I'm all over the place. Like, I listen to so much stuff, but and I listen to some ska too, but I can't stick with like one thing in particular.
I'm all over the place.
There's a much like the alternate reality comic books that we talk about on this podcast. There's a multiverse of music out there, and I like the different flavors involved, you know, inherent in each genre. You know, just because I like chocolate doesn't mean I like chocolate chip. So
everyone thinks because you're a zombie you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. There's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door.
Oh, they're so disgusting.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga, is this podcast for you?
You're preaching to the choir. I have sea shanties and
I do love it, yeah.
and Chap Hop on my
Hell's, like, Hell's Coming With Me. Playlist. You know Hell's Coming With Me, the sea shanty?
I must have heard it.
It's a good one. We'll post a link.
Let's put a lid on it.
Okay.
That's a reference to Squirrel Nut Zippers, kids. Neo Swing, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Still Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Superman's making the same face I am right now.
Like, how cool would it be to have that skin for Arkham Knight? Like this Batman.
Oh yeah, that would be a fantastic Elseworlds skin.
Absolutely, like that would be great. I would love that, and
I would love to see
it. This is, I mean, among my favorite of this whole run.
The idea too could honestly be expanded upon to make an actual like multiverse Elseworlds game. Like you could make DC Elseworlds, and it could constantly have new things updated and added to downloadable content and expansion. Like there's a lot that, and not like the DC online thing. I mean, very specific characters that you use, you're not creating your own shit. You have to follow the story. You know, it could be quite interesting. And I mean, imagine Rocksteady getting their hands on like this and going with Bruce Wayne Jr. in that Batman suit.
Be interesting, you know?
So 80s.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, John Byrne art, writing, and I think he does the letters as well. Colorist, was that Trish?
Trish
Mulvihill.
Mulvihill, okay. Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's
freaking gorgeous, though. Like the
artwork. Do think it's interesting that you know, he did tweak Superman's suit a little bit going forward too. Like we see on the cover there, it harkens to like the 1938 a bit, where it has the bold black outline for the pentagonal shape. And the field is most assuredly yellow on the S, but it's a complete S on the inside of it, like the complete red S. So like it has that loop, that line coming down from the top right to make it sort of that semi-cursive S that comes down and loops under slightly. But it's a good meshing of the sort of Silver Age Superman with the Golden Age Superman insignia, and sort of in a manner sort of the same idea that Mark Waid and Alex Ross approached with the Kingdom Come Superman symbol.
So the S also reminds me a little bit of, if you're looking at like government law, sometimes there'll be like a little like a subscript, almost like, think of like how numbers have exponents. It's like that with words, but there's like a little SS for like subsection of law. And it's like that similar type of font kind of reminded me of that. I'm like, oh, interesting.